Welcome. You are listening to the Retirement Lifestyle Show with Roshan Lungani, Eric Olson, and Adrian Nicholson. This show is an exploration of ideas to help you work toward your ideal retirement. Get ready for the financial independence of your dreams.
Welcome to the Retirement Lifestyle Show. I'm your co-host, Roshan Lungani, here with Adrian Nicholson. We've got a great episode for you today. Adrian, how has your week been since our last recording?
Week's been great. Can't complain too much. Always looking forward to another great discussion with you today. Looking forward to today's podcast.
As am I. We're continuing on with really a theme we started last week, focused a little bit more on retirement planning. And we're talking this week about life expectancy in retirement. I was surprised to see how few people knew the information and what a problem it was causing for people in their retirement planning. So we're going to review some of the data with you so you can do a good job planning your retirement. And so Adrian and I have an article we saw on Yahoo Finance, and we will share that in our show notes by Carrie Hannon. And she breaks down a report from the TIA Institute and the Global Financial Literacy Excellence Center at George Washington University. So they put out a new report. Adrian, why don't you start us off? Give us an introduction of the article and some of your takeaways.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So the article is called "Most Americans Don't Understand This Key Metric When Planning for Retirement." And this key metric that they're talking about is how long somebody is likely to live. And it could really be broken down by what is your average expected life expectancy. And they say if you don't get this answer correct or don't even really consider this when it comes to planning, you really are working basically with not enough information when it comes to your financial plan.
That makes perfect sense, right? You've got to know how many years you're planning for.
Yeah, exactly. So I digged a little bit deeper into this. I did some research outside the article, and I found this really cool online tool. It's called the Actuaries Longevity Illustrator. And this is where you can input some of your information on here to get a ballpark estimate on what your average life expectancy looks like. So I just used two examples just to see what data comes out and what their conclusions are. So I'd be happy to break that down if you're interested, Roshan.
I am interested. I actually want to go through the questions in the study first and just review those with you and then come back to this just because it'll address this. So the study, there was a quiz they have, and we'll share this as well. And let's go through those questions first. And Adrian, you have not seen this quiz, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So I'm gonna read the question to you. And actually, I will share my screen so those of you that are watching on YouTube can follow along. So give me one moment. All right. So Adrian, can you see this screen?
Yes.
Okay. So the first question, on average in the U.S., how long will a 65-year-old man live? First option is about 14 years till age 79. The second option is about 19 years till age 84. The third option is about 24 years to age 89. Or don't know. What would you go with, Adrian?
I would say 89.
89. I'm going to go with 79. Let's click submit on 89. I'm just sharing my guess. Incorrect. It's 19 years. The answer is actually 84.
84.
So we're both wrong.
Right in between.
We're both wrong. Yep. On average in the U.S., how long will a 65-year-old woman live? About 17 years to 82, about 22 years to 87, about 27 years to 92, or don't know?
I'm going to go a little bit higher on this one. I'll say 92.
All right. I'm going to say 87, it'd be slightly longer than the average man. Let's see. So 87 was correct.
Okay.
On average, you'll live about, a 65-year-old woman will live 22 years. In the U.S., what is the likelihood that a 65-year-old man will live at least until age of 90? About 10%, about 30%, about 50%, or don't know?
I would say 30%.
30%. I'll go with that one as well. That is correct. We are both right on that one,
awesome.
30%.
I think that actuary table that I looked into helped with that answer.
help with that. All right, yeah, we will definitely jump into that next. In the U.S., what's the likelihood that a 65-year-old woman will live till 90? 20%, 40%, 60%, or don't know?
I would say 40%.
I'm going with the same thing. With the same logic, it'd be slightly higher than a man, and that is 40% is correct.
Nice, we're on a roll.
We're hot now. In the U.S., what is the likelihood that a 65-year-old man will not live beyond age 70? Under 5%, between 5 and 10, over 10, or don't know?
I'd say 5 and 10.
5 and 10. I was thinking under 5. We'll go with 5. You are correct. 5
nice.
And 10.
3 for 3.
So a little bit higher than I thought. And this is the last one. In the U.S., what's the likelihood that a 65-year-old woman will not live beyond age 70? Under 5, 5 to 10, or under 10, or over 10%?
I would do under 5.
I would agree with that as well. And that is correct.
Let's go.
5 out of 6 correct on here. So not bad. So that's the quiz they went through. And some of the data they have on here.
It's not about how you start. It's about how you finished. 4 in a row.
It is. And Adrian, I want to save that longevity illustrator till last, unless you think it's better to go earlier.
No, that's fine. That works.
I just wanted to share some of the takeaways here. So the first takeaway from the quiz and the longevity, they're using a term called longevity literacy. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that the people that have that, 72% of people that have that, have a better handle on their retirement and save on a regular basis versus 58% that don't. So a lot of times people who don't know how much money they need, they feel like they're never going to get there. So they just stop even the planning process. They think they're never going to retire.
Yeah. And then if we want to break down longevity literacy some more, they're saying to have a strong longevity literacy, you need to understand, I broke down to 4 components. The first one is the one that we've been touching on, life expectancy. The next one's aging. The third one is genetics. And the last one are factors that contribute to living longer and a healthier life. And they said having all 4 of these components, or just having a strong longevity literacy, can help individuals or people be better equipped to make more informed decisions when it comes to their health, their finances, and their overall well-being. So that's why they say this is such a key metric when it comes to the planning process, and for people to do the research and look more into this, because it can help you when it comes to making important decisions that will impact decades of your life.
The way I look at this, and we're planners here, so we do financial planning, but how can you plan without knowing the goal, right? And you're not gonna be able to know exactly how long you're going to live, and Adrian's longevity calculator, I think, will be helpful. But we've talked about this at length. Eric had mentioned he likes to use a similar calculator. I like to plan till age 100, but I think you've got to have some idea of what you're planning for. It doesn't have to be exact. You're not going to know exactly when you're going to pass away. I think there's a famous quote, I just want to know where I'm going to die so I don't go there, right? So you're not going to know exactly, but you've got to make some assumptions or estimates there on whatever level you're comfortable to actually plan for this. One thing noted in the article that I would have guessed but did not know for sure is that women tend to get this concept better than men. And the reason I say I would have guessed that is I feel like the planning is more impactful for my female clients than it is for the male clients in many cases.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And then what you brought up earlier in the conversation is we don't know how long we're going to live, where typically sometimes when you're planning, it's good to really just draw out as far as you can, identify the assets that you have and see how long that can support the current lifestyle that you have. So just really stretching out and see how far does it go could be a good starting point, because you can fill in the gaps, whatever it may be.
And you want to know this information in advance. And exactly like you're saying, Adrian, fill out the gap. And what I mean by knowing it in advance, if you're in your 40s and 50s and you know that you may not have enough, or you may not be on track to save enough because you either didn't plan longevity or your savings earlier wasn't adequate, whatever it may be, you can make some decisions or implement some strategies such as planning to work longer, save more, adjusting how you invest, maybe adjusting your retirement lifestyle, maybe adjusting your lifestyle now, you can take those steps. The other side of that equation, though, is what if you've retired and you've been retired for a few years, and then you say, okay, I don't have enough. Your only option, or I guess you've got a few, but you could lower your spending habits. You could adjust where you live to go to someplace cheaper, another country, who knows, or go back to work. Your options are a lot more limited. You don't want to be forced to go back to work. Whenever I say that, I think of this story back when Bernie Madoff was caught with his Ponzi scheme. I remember hearing of people that had all their money with him and in that one fund, and then they had to go to work, and one of them became a greeter at Walmart. And nothing wrong with doing that job. It's just that in your 70s and 80s, you don't want to hit the realization that, hey, I must go back to work. Not work's optional. Maybe you're in a position you can't make cutbacks or anything like that where you're forced to go back to work. I don't know what everyone else's thoughts are, but if it were me, I'd rather work a couple years longer than have been retired for a few decades and then feel like I've got to go back. I'm forced to go back to work.
That's a good point. And what it really draws out is you really need to consciously anticipate what may be next. And especially nowadays where people are living longer, so certain stages of life can be longer than you originally expected. And as we know, the more years that go on, the longer your retirement funds need to cover certain expenses. And this could lead to more complex financial planning where you have to run a projection that really encompasses your state where you're at, a really comprehensive view where you look at your assets, savings, retirement income sources, your return on your investments, a topic that we've been addressing a lot previously, inflation. What are your short-term and long-term goals? And again, your projected lifespan. So you really have to run a lot of scenarios here just to see where you're at right now. Because again, as time goes on, your situation can be more complex and you might run out of certain options or certain avenues where you can go down where you're really stuck into a certain position.
I completely agree. Yeah, there's something that I saw on there that just said, you know, they compared one third of an adult life's maybe in retirement, right? That's if someone lives between 65 to 85. That's the same amount of time between college graduation and, you know, your midlife crisis, they say. So you've got to think about, and you know, we plan till age 100. So now we're talking about 35 years of retired life, which really isn't that much longer than your working life. Right, if we're planning to retire at 65 till age 100, let's just say you started working at 25 and you retire at 65. Well, you're working for 40 years and you're retired for 35. So it's really something that needs to be considered and focused on.
Well, what they bring up too, which I found really interesting, like a catchphrase that they have, is you have to be prepared for late stages in life that go well beyond pickleball and beach walks. Because when people look at their retirement, post-work life, whatever it may be, typically something that comes to mind is some of their hobbies or things that they enjoy or they like to do, which is great. But you have to consider how long that's going to be a part of this stage in your life, where as time goes on, depending on whatever hobby or interest may be, time will catch up where you might not be able to continue, or maybe you might find different interests, whatever it may be. But there are lots of years that get baked in here where you might not be able to do or plan what you planned on doing originally for so long, where you have to really be conscious of what's going to be next, especially too where it comes to aging. Certain medical costs come up as well. That's something you have to consider. So just being prepared for how long it may be and what it's going to look like is something that's key here that the article's trying to address.
Yeah. And another thing they touched on that they link another article to as well is healthcare planning, right? That's a big expense in retirement. And they reference Fidelity's got a healthcare cost estimate that shows if you retired this year, you know, 2023 at 65, on average, you'll spend $157,000 on medical expenses through retirement.
Mm-hmm. That can really impact the plan.
I mean, that's huge. A couple other data points out on there. The top 25 Medicare Part D drugs on average have more than tripled since they entered the market. That's based on an AARP study. Prescription drugs account for 20% of a Medicare patient's out-of-pocket costs. And the cost of nursing homes and adult care, Adrian, could you guess how much it went up in just the month of July?
I'm not really sure. What
one month, in July over June. What would you guess?
I'm not really sure. What is it?
2.4%.
Okay, 2.4%.
Now, that's when you think about that in context, that's almost 30% a year if that were to happen every month.
Wow, yeah.
Right. And we were talking so much about inflation last year when it peaked out at less than a third of that 30% a year number. But in general, healthcare costs are going up 2 to 3 times the rate of inflation.
I mean, that's just a cost that you have to input into your plan as well, just to see how that just impacts your numbers and your projections.
Yeah, and I'll give you a couple other healthcare data points I think are worthwhile, or really, really one. What we've just discussed isn't even really including the cost of, the 2.4% increase is a long-term care facility, you know, nursing homes and adult care. But to give you some additional numbers on there, the average, an apartment in an assisted living facility has an average cost of $73,000 a year, according to the National Investment Center for Seniors Housing and Care. And they go up as the resident ages. A unit for room and board for a dementia patient can run more than $90,000 a year. I've got a client I work with right now that's paying almost $20,000 a month for care. So the numbers are incredibly high when you talk about healthcare and the care overall. Going back to where we started this conversation, which was planning longevity, you've got to have that target, which is not only for life expectancy, but also some estimates for, you know, what you're going to be spending money on in retirement. Expenses tend to be the biggest driver when we're running a financial plan for a client. So if we adjust your expenses, that tends to have the greatest impact on changing your overall financial plan.
Yeah, it's interesting. What comes to mind is sort of a U-shape when it comes to retirement, where you start retirement, maybe your expenses are higher than normal because you're traveling, you're doing all these things that you really wanted to just start out hot with as soon as your retirement began. And then as a couple years go on, you can maybe see a sort of a dip or your expenses starting to decline more. But again, as you start aging and time goes on, medical costs might start be increasing. So you can see maybe an uptick in your expenses.
Yeah. And that's another interesting one that I believe we touched on previously on our previous episode of just your costs in retirement and your expenses, where I had mentioned the same story that we would tell people, do you spend more on the weekend or during the week, right? That's just regular expenses. That's not counting this healthcare, which is inflating at such a rapid pace. So Adrian, from that article talking about longevity, a few takeaways that I have. One is planning for it is important. Two, you had mentioned the four areas of longevity literacy. Do you mind repeating those?
So yes, of course. So it's life expectancy, aging, genetics, and factors that contribute to living a longer and healthier life. This is where you'd have to do just up-to-date research on any medical advancements or certain lifestyle choices that help you live longer, just staying informed on what's out there and what people are showing that is beneficial to have a healthier life.
Yeah, and we did an episode regarding that with Jill Myers just a couple weeks ago as well, which would be a good one that has, I think it was 5 tips on how to live a healthier life, 5 easier things to do. And Jill, if you're listening to this episode, I am still taking those after dinner walks with the family. So for those of you who listen to that, that was something I mentioned that I would be doing. We've been doing that and it's been great. Yeah, that's just implementing an easy tip from Jill there that was definitely helpful. Continuing on, I'll tell you my takeaway from this is just make sure you plan in general, right? If you're not sure of what age you should plan for, plan till 100, because if your odds, you know, are, I believe from that quiz we took, it was less than 10% for either men or women living till age 90. If you have a little extra, that's a better problem to have than not having enough. And if you need help with this, speak to your advisor if you have one. If you don't, please reach out to us. We'd be happy to help with that. So plan, make sure you think about your longevity, look into these sooner than later. A lot of this are some of the basics. Getting back to our original topic though of longevity, Adrian, you've got the longevity illustrator that you've prepared.
Yes, I'll be happy to share this as well. And again, how I mentioned when we were taking that quiz, that lined up with some of the results that I found. So again, I thought this would just be a useful tool. I'll share this in the show notes as well if you want to go to this website just to see what results that you find for yourself. I think it's a good starting point because, again, like we addressed, it's just a good way just to see where or how should I plan for my extended retirement and what number I should use. So it just gives you a starting data point that you can reference and just run your retirement projections. So what I did is I just took two people as an example. So the first person, I inputted their age, which I used for the first person was age 35. Then the next question they asked me, what is their retirement age for this person? So when they'd start working, I put 65, so in 30 years. Their gender, I put male. Then the next question is, do you smoke? I said yes for this person. And then the last question is general health. The options are poor, average, or excellent. So I selected average for this person. So I'll just go through the data points again. They're 35 years old. They plan on retiring at 65. They're male. They smoke and they're in average health. So once I put that, I ran the results. And what it gives you is the probability on if they're going to make it to a certain age or not. So for age 80, this person has a 54% chance of making it that long. Then the numbers begin to drop. 85, it's 34%. 90, it's 20%. So again, this is a good starting point for people to run certain projections where they can input some of their personal information to see what they can run far as a retirement projection from them. And then the last person I put in here was a person that was age 59 that's going to retire at age 65. They're a female, they don't smoke, and their general health is excellent. So for making it to age 80, this person has an 86% chance of making it that long. And then for age 90, it's a 56% chance. So again, you can see it trend upwards where, again, you can input some of your data in here and it can give you a starting point on how you can plan for how long your assets should last in your plan. It's just a good data point, a good reference tool for people out there that's saying, how should I really determine how long I'm going to look? And like we addressed before, there are a number of factors that go into this. Your genetics, your current lifestyles, certain factors that you've had in your life. So that's just, again, something I think is a good reference point for people to get started with this.
Yeah, that's great. And this is a free tool, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That anyone could go in and plug the information
in. It's an easy walk through it. I think this is a really helpful place for people to get started or having a conversation as well to begin this.
And I'm gonna read the website again. It's longevityillustrator.org, longevityillustrator.org. So that's another great place you can look at to answer the longevity question to figure out what to plug into your financial plan. And as we had said earlier, that's one of the most important data points, how long you're going to live. And then what I think is the most important one, what are your expenses? And we have episodes covering that as well. Our season two, we went over how to build your entire financial plan. So please feel free to check that out as well if you're working on it, or reach out to us. Adrian, I thought this was a great episode.
Yeah, we touched on a lot of great points where it comes to just the key, one of the key components of retirement planning as well. There's a lot of things people need to consider, and the sooner you can consider these and look into it, the more options may be available to you in the future.
Yeah, definitely important to get this plan in place and to have this life expectancy answer down, at least to start with your planning. As We always say, please like, subscribe, give us 5 stars, tell your friends and family. We'll be back next week with a great episode. Take control and achieve your goals.
Schedule a conversation with Roshan, Adrian, or Eric today at retirementlifestyleshow.com. Roshan and Eric are certified financial planner practitioners. They, along with Adrian, are investment advisor representatives and serve clients across the U.S. with financial planning and investment advice through RHA Wealth. If you found this show helpful, gained knowledge, or enjoyed the time you spent with us, tell your friends and leave us a 5-star review. This will help others discover the show. To access our show notes, to download any of the tools mentioned in today's podcast, to ask us a question, or to schedule a conversation, go to retirementlifestyleshow.com. All opinions expressed by podcast hosts and guests are solely their own. While based on information they believe is reliable, neither RHA Wealth nor its affiliates warrants its completeness or accuracy, nor do their opinions reflect the opinion of RHA Wealth. This podcast is for general informational purposes only and should not be regarded as specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Before making any decisions, consult a professional. The show hosts offer investment advice through RHA Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor, and securities through RHA Wealth Management, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and NFA. Finally, our music is The Chance by Jason Shaw and Audionautics. It's part of the YouTube Audio Library, and it's licensed under a Creative Commons license. I am Ray Voices. Thank you for listening.